I sent some teachings out to, I think it was Oregon, Washington, or somewhere. And there was a 10-year-old boy. He loved to listen to those with his mom. And, of course, he learned all these things, because I teach these things right out of God's Word. And I got a call from his, or an email, whatever it was, from his mother. And she says, we went on a cruise to Hawaii from wherever they live, Washington or Seattle or wherever it was. So the second day out, the seas got so rough, everybody was getting sick on the boat. And so my little 10-year-old son says, Mom, don't you think it's time we go up on the deck and take care of this? And she said, well, what do you mean? She said, you know, Pastor Thurman told us that Jesus said. Now, see, that's where a boy lives on dangerous ground when he heard what Jesus said, right? He said, Pastor Thurman said, Jesus said that we can speak to those waves and storms and we can calm the sea just like he did. So he said, I'm tired of this wavy stuff. She said, we went up on the deck and my little son looked right out across her and said, in the name of Jesus, ocean, I command you to be smooth in the name of Jesus. And she said, within 10 minutes, it was as smooth as silk. She wrote me that email. Well, we went to California a couple of years later to preach out there in California. And I told that story while I was out there. And all of a sudden, when I told the story, a little lady back there in the back, she jumps up and says, sir? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I am the woman that wrote you the email. And this is my son here. He's now 12 years old. We were the ones that did that. Oh, I thought, wow. I just got through telling the story. They jump up to confirm it. Right there. You can't have anything better than that. I mean, whenever they jump up at the little 12-year-old boy, I mean, just think, if you start out at 12 believing the promises of God, what could you have done if you had been taught these promises? What could I have done if I had been taught these promises when I was 12 or 10? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. I stand in awe to think what I could have done. I think what I have seen God do since I've learned them. And I mean, over and over and over, we confirm these teachings, and we've seen our Lord do awesome things right here in this little church. Many of them. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. I think of the day that right out there in that shop, a few years ago, my nephew and one of his buddies, they come up here on weekends, Saturday, to paint trucks. I had a whole bunch of trucks down at the airport, and I needed them all painted, and so they were going to paint them for me. They'd do two trucks in a weekend, but those boys worked like crazy. So they'd come up real early Saturday morning, work all day and all night, and they'd paint two trucks for me, cabs. Well, one day we were out there, and it was really cloudy. Wind got to blowing pretty good and everything, and all of a sudden I had a TV out there on the counters out there, and the TV come on and says, warning, there is a tornado on the ground right near Justin, Texas, going northeast. Chuck, my nephew, he says, Uncle Thurman, aren't we just northeast of Justin? I said, yes, we are. He said, well, look at all them black clouds. He said, there's a tornado out here somewhere. I said, well, let's go out there and look. So we go out there and look, and we look right down toward Justin, and right there that thing is, just about halfway between here and Justin. Not quite on the ground, but boy, is it. And you can hear the roar of that thing. Chuck said, Uncle Thurman, where are we going to run? I said, Chuck, we ain't going nowhere. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that thing to dissipate right this minute in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me power over this. And it was one up in the clouds, and Chuck looked at that, and he said, what a coincidence. I said, Chuck, that was no coincidence. I said, Jesus has given you power and authority over these things. He said you can do this. He said, you're going to have to show me that in the Word. Now, he's been a Baptist all his life. He's been in church all his life. He's a fine young man, but he's never seen any power. I said, okay, come on in the house. So we stopped painting trucks, and we went in the house, and for the next 2 hours, we had a Bible study. Several times we had Bible studies after that. And of course, he's Baptist, see. And when he's studying the Word and reading the Bible now to his three daughters, he has three beautiful little daughters, and he's reading the Word to them. And as he's reading the Word to them, of course, as he reads himself, he learns about the infilling power of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues. Of course, he said, now, Thurman, he comes to me and said, you know, this gift must have gone away because I've been in the Baptist church all my life. I have never seen anybody that spoke in tongues. I said, well, believe me, they still do. You know, I said, probably not in the Baptist church because they don't teach it. But I said, it's still a gift and it's still in operation today. I said, Jesus is still doing it. I said, I know many people that speak in tongues. So I said, it's a real gift. He said, well, I've never seen it. And so I don't know whether I could believe it or not. I said, well, you don't believe me that I'm telling you? He said, well, you know, I have a problem with this. I said, okay. I said, God will reveal it to you somehow, Chuck. Well, He was at home reading with his children one night, and his littlest daughter, which was only about 5 at that time, she said, "Dad, tonight when we get through the Bible study, can I pray?" He said, "Of course, honey, you can pray." So he said, my little daughter started praying, 5 years old, in English. And she prayed about a lion, and then she broke into some kind of language I'd never heard. And she prayed, and she prayed, and I never understood a word she said. And then she got to the end, and she stopped, and she said, "And amen, Lord." He said, "Honey, did you know what you were saying?" She said, "Well, yes, Daddy, I was talking in English. Didn't you hear me?" He said, "Thurman, she was not talking in English. I couldn't understand a word she said." I said, "So now do you believe that the gift of tongues is real? Did God do it in a simple enough way to make you believe?" He said, "I'm telling you what, I'll never be a doubter again." He said, "When I see my little 5-year-old daughter that never even heard about it, didn't know what it was, just break into it." He said, "Let me tell you, that got my attention." I said, "You know, the thing about it is, if God never gives you that gift," I said, "that's okay. But if he does, use it for his glory." I said, "But whatever gift he gives you, use it for his glory." I said, "And he'll give you some, I guarantee you." And of course, I want all the gifts of the Spirit. I don't want just 1 or 2. I want them all, don't you? John 14, verse 13 and 14. Let's go on. "You can ask for anything in my name." Now, this is one of those promises you can stand on. This is one of my wife's favorite set of scriptures right here. She uses these two more than any other 2 verses in the whole Bible. She loves these verses. "You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it." Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Now, these are promises you can stand on in the church. Standing on the promises. What promise are you standing on? John 14, 13, and 14. Is that a good one?
Yes,
I'm standing. Whenever the Lord, can you imagine? You come up there and said, "Oh, God, I got a headache today. Lord, would you please take away my headache in the name of Jesus?" And he says, "I'm waiting for you to tell me what scripture you're basing your faith on. I'm watching over my word to perform my word. But you hadn't quoted me no word yet." Sometimes he don't talk to us and tell us that. But when you study the scripture, you'll find out he's already said that in the word. "I watch over my word to perform my word." I don't care what you say. Your words don't count unless your words are my words. When your words are my words, then they count. Then you can get something done. But don't go out and start telling things about what you believe. I don't care what you believe. I want to know what I said in my word. And when you stand on his word. I mean, I have used these 2 verses. I couldn't even begin to tell you today. I don't even remember all the things I've seen God do with those 2 verses. Isn't that a terrible problem to have? That you can't remember all the promises, all the miracles and the healings you've seen God do from 2 different verses? I mean, every once in a while, the Holy Spirit will move upon me and I'll tell you 2 or 3 or 4 or something, and then maybe later I'll think of 2 or 3 or 4 more. I couldn't even begin right now to tell you how many things I have asked God to do for people standing on these 2 verses. And I've seen the King show up. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. And you know, when I used to take those to my pastor or to the PhDs in the seminaries, and still in the seminary, I just was asked to speak at one of the big Baptist seminaries in Dallas, Fort Worth, the other day, just a short while back. And if there's anything that we learned speaking in those seminaries, those men in those seminaries does not believe God's word. I hate to say that, but they don't. I mean, I stood right there and said, "But it says," but they turned right around and said, "But that's not what it means." I said, "Well, if that's not what it means, then why in the world didn't God put what he meant in the book? If God didn't mean that, then why did he write it in the book? I think he meant what he said, don't you?" Of course he did. Yes. He said, "Ask anything in my name and I will do it." Now, here's the secret. Somebody said, "Okay, if I can ask for anything, I'm tired of my wife. I want a new one. Give me an 18-year-old. Oh, you don't think he's talking about those kind of things? Then how do we determine what he is talking about then? Those that are led by the Spirit of God. Is that right? If you're led by the Spirit of God knows the Word of God, and that's what's in you, and you'll know if you're led by the Spirit that when you married that woman, she's your wife forever. You can't ask for another one. You are to love her with all your heart. Is that what the Word says? Amen. So that thought, if I can ask for anything, give me another wife instead of this one, that don't come from God. That don't come from the Spirit of God. That comes from the devil. You know, or you say, "Well, Lord, if I can ask for anything, then I want a brand new Mercedes. He said, you know, you don't need a Mercedes. You have a 2002 Ford Ranger pickup that runs really good, and it gets you everywhere you need to go economically. You don't need another pickup. I know this is just you asking for things so you can fall upon your lust. I don't need a new Mercedes, do I? No. Now, if God wants to give me one, that's okay. I'll take it. But I'm not going to ask for one because I know I don't need it. Because I am serious. My little 2002 Ford Ranger pickup, it's paid for. I paid cash for it when I bought it. When I bought it, it only had 15,000 miles on it. And it only cost me $5,700. I prayed and asked God for that little truck, and He gave me that little truck. And still today, that little truck with 85,000 miles on it will bring more money than I give for it when I bought it years ago. Now, does that sound like God? See, now, when I prayed that night, I knew I could ask for anything, but it's amazing how little faith we have. Because when I prayed that night, Lord, I need a little Ranger pickup. I want low mileage, good tires. You know, I want it to be in good shape. I want it to be a four-cylinder, standard shift, all this stuff with air conditioning, radio. I want all that. And Lord, I only have $6,000 to pay for one. And so, Lord, I don't want to pay down on one and then make payments. I don't believe in that. I want to buy it and pay cash for it. And so I want low mileage. So I went into the internet and looked and put all that criteria in there. And usually it'd come up between a 95 and a 99. So I found this 2002 with 15,000 miles on it for $5,700. I thought, now, that's got to be a misprint on the mileage. Now, see, if I was really, really a man of faith, I would have said, that's my truck. I prayed and asked for that truck, and there it is, right there. But I didn't even think that, because it doesn't make sense in the world. So I didn't even call them. Well, the next day, I prayed that prayer again, and it was still in there. So I went and looked again. I said, okay, Lord, I said, I'll call them today. So I called them. I said, y'all have a 2002 Ford Ranger pickup for sale? Yes, we do. I said, does it really have 15,000 miles on it? Yes, it does. I said, so what's wrong with this truck? He said, nothing. I said, has it been wrecked? He said, well, it was. And we have fixed it and said everything on it's perfect. And you want $5,700 for it? He said, yeah. You would think that if we had faith, I'd have just been over there saying, that's my truck. But I'm still a little bit human, unfortunately. So I go over there and I look at this little truck and it's beautiful. And I now have 85,000 miles on it. I virtually never had any kind of problems. I put tires on it once, I think.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Holy Spirit Empowerment, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.